Well, it's been 6 months today since Australia's world-leading social media ban for under-16s took effect. Millions of underage accounts have been deleted under the new restrictions, but many teens, of course, continue to access restricted content, increasing scrutiny on platforms such as Facebook and TikTok. Denmark, Germany and Malaysia have announced similar reforms, with the UK expected to confirm plans within days. Emma Mason has become a global voice for change, a lawyer from Bathurst in New South Wales whose own child took her life due to online bullying. Emma spoke at the United Nations General Assembly last year, drawing praise from European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Thank you so much for your words. It's not easy to speak after you. Prime Minister, Anthony, I want to thank you and Emma for bringing us here together. This is a bold decision that you have taken, and it's an example of what determined countries can do. Since the announcement of Australia's landmark minimum age law, I've been watching very closely, and I've been inspired by Australia's example.
That's the EU's Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Emma Mason joins me now. Emma, welcome back to Breakfast.
Well, good morning, Sally. Thank you for having me again.
Does all that feel a long time ago for you?
It's like time is so weird following the death of any child. So it sort of feels like 5 minutes and 5 years ago for, you know, Tilly's death. So this event of the UN, it's the same kind of amorphic, blabby time frame. I don't know. It's very weird.
Mm. We're 6 months down the track since the start of these restrictions here in Australia. Have the reforms achieved what you'd been hoping for so far, or is it too early to tell?
Well, I think it's a complicated question with a complicated answer. So what we wanted is ultimately to get children offline from particular platforms. And so certainly that's a work in progress. As you would expect, it was never going to be successful day one or day seven. So it is absolutely, we're on the track. But at the same time, the question is really not about whether or not every child under 16 is offline. The question is, did these reforms make our environment, our country, safer for children? And is there now a really clear national conversation about children online rather than adults, parents, just like me going, this is too hard, I can't beat this algorithm. So there is success in this.
An eSafety report released back in March revealed that 7 out of 10 children under 16 were still accessing social media. Emma, what further steps do you think need to be taken to get kids offline and keep them offline?
Well, I think as with anything, and this was always a big voice around this, is education. We need to get digital literacy in our schools. And we are talking about a social harm. It's a social heroine. So we need to do the best we can do to support children and to support parents and to support teachers. But it's also a good news story in one sense. We know that some of the research has shown that children's mental health has improved, according to children, by 60%, and parents say by 62%. So we certainly are seeing changes, conversations, and that's really important in my view.
The eSafety report also found there'd been, in its findings, no notable change in cyberbullying or image-based abuse reported by children since the ban came in. How do you reflect on those findings?
That's a really sad finding, because it's really not only just the method by which those social harms are happening, but the origin, of course, is the children. Children are still engaging in this behaviour, and that's why education is so incredibly important.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest this morning is Emma Mason, an advocate for social media restrictions for children. Emma, your speech at the UN last year helped to inspire some other leaders from across Europe and Asia to consider similar reforms. What do you know of how they're going about it, and are there lessons for Australia watching other countries undertake this same challenge?
Well, I think other countries are grappling with how to manage this, what's the right age, how to really hold these very large technical companies accountable to laws in a country. And so it is, you know, each of the countries are trying to work out what's best for their organisation. And I've interviewed in so many different countries now, and each of them are saying, well, you know, we think 15's okay, or we think 14's okay. So they're trying to work through it. I think the lessons for Australia is that it's always going to be a work in progress. I mean, if governments waited for technological certainty, we'd be waiting indefinitely. It's kind of like trying to, you know, I guess, fence a cyclone in one sense. Mm. Technology is always changing. It's always moving. And the laws are trying to follow behind, you know, and that's part of what happens in any situation.
What more needs to happen in Australia, in your view, Emma?
Oh, I think we need a whole lot more work on supporting the Safety Commissioner and making sure that big tech is held accountable. I understand there are 10 current investigations on the eSafety Commissioner about systemic breaches by the big tech companies, but unfortunately it's just not a quick process. It's not like sending a ticket, like a police officer. You sped like that, there's your account, here's your $47 million. There is a process. It has to go through due process. It's not fast enough for me, but it also needs to be appropriate. And I say that as a lawyer, because it will then fall apart if it's not properly done, if there isn't appropriate evidence, of course. And remember, I want always the listeners to think about this. We weren't stopping children. The idea of this is not stopping children accessing social media. It's stopping big tech from accessing our children. That's what this is about. It's stopping monetizing our children, which is what's happened. And we know these are real social harms that need to be addressed, because children's mental health is so important, and suicide is on the rise in children.
Yesterday, Emma, Apple announced new online safety controls for children. The Prime Minister says that the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, called him to say the company was partly inspired by Australia's social media restrictions. Are you encouraged by what you're seeing from Apple, or is there some scepticism or concern there for you?
I always have a twofold answer to that kind of question. It's amazing when companies are starting to do something, so it's starting to get on their radar. The question is, why is it on their radar? It's always about the bottom line, isn't it? So they want to be seen as a good corporate citizen so that they are doing what they can to address social harm. I'm always a little skeptical about that, because if they have the tools to do it now, they had the tools to do it before, and they've chosen not to. So that always worries me, but it's absolutely, I welcome anything that is going to help protect children from these known harms.
Emma, sometimes when parents step up and step forward to advocate for a child who has died, there can be great meaning for them in that fight. Has there been a price for you as well in speaking up and standing up?
Yeah, there absolutely has been a price. And it's a price that, you know, I have to talk about till in a public space. And then I talk about how she was subject to online bullying. And then I have people online bully me and tell me that I'm a terrible parent, that it's my fault that my daughter died, that they swear at me. It's really horrific. But at the same time, I just have to hold fast to what I know to be true, that if people don't stand up for what's right, if they don't stand up for what needs to happen for change, then we're just acquiescing. And it doesn't put my darling Tilly back. It doesn't bring her back at all. But it at least reminds me daily of the real harm that can occur. And I'm fairly proud of my little girl.
Emma Mason, I really appreciate you speaking to Radio National Breakfast this morning on this 6 months since the introduction of these restrictions. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. I always appreciate it.
Emma Mason is an independent children's lawyer and one of the leading advocates for Australia's social media ban. Emma's daughter, Tilly, died after a campaign of online bullying. And if this conversation's raised any issues for you or someone you know, you can always call Lifeline 13 11 14. You can call Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636 or Kids Helpline is 1800 551 800.